And that was a group from Winnipeg by the name of Shum, and that name is a wonderful Ukrainian onomatopoeia, because Shum is the Ukrainian word for the sound that the wind makes, and certainly that fits, Shum. And that is from Shum's first CD that they recorded, and that is self-titled, and the tune that you just heard is a medley of two tunes, Yak Surme Zahrayut and Kozatska Slava, and those translate as When the Trumpets Sound and Kozak Glory. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», котра передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, also known as Pavlina in Ukrainian. Thank you so much for joining me, and I do hope you'll enjoy your time here on Nash Holos. Welcome, vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. We've got plenty of great Ukrainian music, and we've got Vasil Pavlovsky coming up with a cultural capsule, and he'll be talking about a renegade rock group that has done much to influence contemporary music in Ukraine. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and yes, as mentioned, plenty of great Ukrainian music, and it will be on the theme of Ukrainian independence. And because that's it's Tuesday, August the 24th, and Ukraine will be celebrating 19 years of independence. So our music will reflect on that theme. And coming up next is a group from Montreal by the name of Privit, and that means to life, it means welcome, all sorts of wonderful things, kind of like a Ukrainian version of Shalom. Here they are now with a song by the same title, Privit, which they translate as to life.
Україна нам співає, під сонцем волі розцвітає, і світла доля нас чекає, де синьо-жовтий стяг палає.
Синоліття волі спів, палає степу чистім злоті, і поле жде, чекає жнів. Моя відновлена країна вітає кожну доньку й сина. Заходять, сходять ясні зорі, ідуть далеко з граї хмар, а води чисті та прозорі пливуть, хлюпочуть повні чар. Моя відновлена країна вітає кожну доньку й сина, і всіх нас любо пригортає, ніжним серцем нас єднає. Україна нас чекає, синьо-жовтий стяг палає. Моя відновлена країна вітає кожну доньку й сина. Здається, все в природі всходні, співці про щастя ляскотять. Моя відновлена країна вітає кожну доньку й сина, і всіх нас любо пригортає, ніжним серцем нас єднає.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming – the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
From Toronto, that was the Canadian Bandurist Capella with Jichau Strelets na Vinoinku, A Rifleman Went into Battle. And that certainly is an indicator of Ukraine's hard-won independence, which is only 19 years young, although that's quite a long stretch in Ukrainian history. But still, it is not very long time, and there's still a long road ahead. And we've got a song coming up next to that effect by the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their most recent CD, Diaspora. And the song is called Skilke Revolutsii, How Many Revolutions? And a little excerpt here from the English translation of the lyrics. You have to express what is in your hearts, to speak out candidly. Don't sell yourself for dollars, pounds, or rubles. Don't sell your soul to the devil. Our house is not for sale. The Ukrainian soul is not for sale. How much evolution lies ahead? How many experiences? How many revolutions? Here they are now, the Ukrainians, with Skilke Revolutsii.
Revolution.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And a little trip down memory lane, courtesy a group from New York called Homing Stepio, from a vinyl recording made sometime in the early 1980s, and that was a Ukrainian dance called Stukalka. Up next, Vasil Pavlovsky and Cultural Capsule, brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, which takes place in the Bloor West Village September 17th to 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call 416-410-9965. Now here's Vasil.
It's time to celebrate. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. So many of you are probably wondering what it is we are celebrating this time. Yes, Ukrainians like to celebrate, and for the most part, they do it extremely well. And with Ukraine's 19th Independence Day just around the corner, there is something I want to share with you all. It goes back to that period, 19 years ago, and maybe even a little before it. In the late 1980s, Ukraine, within the framework of the Soviet Union, was experiencing a renaissance, so to speak. And while the dissidents and those who were focused on politics were doing their thing, there were two brothers from a little town of Khodoriv, located about 70 kilometers from Lviv, who were writing music that included folk epithets loaded with deep cultural meaning and extremely topical during that point in history. And these guys, from what I was told by friends in Lviv, would never hesitate in waving a yellow and blue Ukrainian flag at their concerts, even though doing so was against Soviet law. In 1993, I had a very good friend of mine and his wife visit me in Montreal from Lviv. One of the things they brought was something that even back then had become a collector's item. It was a cassette of the Lviv-based group Pioneer Prince, Disgraced Prince. As it turned out, the national sentiment of the group was not something that was appreciated by Moscow, and the Soviet record label Melodia's branch in Lviv bought out the entire production run of 30,000 copies of the cassette. Within days, people were calling the group's office and asking why they couldn't find any copies in any of the state-run stores. How many copies of the cassette sold? It's totally unknown, the group's lead man Rostislav Sting once told me, and added that what I had in my possession was a rarity. Though the album was re-released by Atlantic Records in Kyiv as part of the Legends of Ukrainian Rock series, in about 2005. The group's music and lyrics were written by Rostislav's younger brother, Yurok. Songs like the 17th of September 1989 was written a day or two after that day when anywhere between 200 to 250,000 people peacefully gathered on the streets of Lviv demanding changes to the system. And their song Nash Prapor, Our Flag, is about the flag that was forbidden and downtrodden. However, the group's video of that song, which portrays many historic moments of Ukraine's contemporary independence, was aired a number of times on MTV Europe on August 24, 1991, as a showing of solidarity for the Ukrainian people. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the Lviv-based group Opaleni Prince.
Cultural Capsule is brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, taking place in the Bloor West Village, Friday, September 17th till Sunday, September 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call the festival hotline at 416-410-9965. Up next, a song by the group that Vasil just told you about, Apollinae Prince, the Disgraced Prince, with Nash Prapor, Our Flag.
Bowen Arts of Edmonton proudly presents the 2010 Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary and internationally acclaimed Vyrsky Ukrainian National Dance Company. The tour starts in Vancouver on October 7th at the Vancouver Center of the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Showtime, 7:30 p.m. Next stop will be the Kelowna Community Theatre on October 8th and the Sagebrush Theatre in Kamloops on October 9th. Then Vyrsky continues eastward into Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario. Don't miss this spectacular performance by a world-renowned ensemble that the New York Times describes as astonishing. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or call 604-280-4444 in Vancouver, 250-860-1470 in Kelowna, or 250-374-5483 in Kamloops. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENArts.com.
Ooh.
On August 23rd, ironically the day before Ukrainian Independence Day, Canadians mark Black Ribbon Day, a national day of remembrance for the victims of European communism and Nazism. Black Ribbon Day was declared a national day of commemoration by Canada's Parliament last fall. This annual day of remembrance marks the anniversary of the signing of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact between the Nazi and Soviet communist regimes. Now, millions of Ukrainians died at the hands of those two regimes, and that song that you just heard was one that was recommended to me when I asked for suggestions as to an appropriate song to play along with this announcement of Black Ribbon Day. And this suggestion came from Mirko and Luba Petrio of Coquitlam. And the reason that they thought it was so appropriate was that because it was very commonly sung at Ukrainian funerals outside of Ukraine in the diaspora. And most of these funerals were as a result of people fleeing from those regimes. And that song was called Zhuravli, The Cranes Are Flying, about Ukrainians that, for one reason and another, have to leave their country. And very appropriate. And that was sung by the late Kvitka Sisek of New York from her CD Dva Kolora, Two Colors. Since August 23rd was the first official Canadian Memorial Day, known as Black Ribbon Day, community churches in cities across Canada opened their doors in the evening for people to commemorate the victims of Europe's totalitarian regimes. Coinciding with the church memorials was a conference co-sponsored by the University of Toronto's Monk Centre, the Central and Eastern European Council, and the Black Ribbon Day Foundation. The conference attracted leading historians and political scientists to discuss the theme History, Memory, and Politics in Central and Eastern Europe. You can get more information about that at the website of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress, which is www.ucc.ca. Another song that came recommended to go along with this announcement came from Andy Holowaty of Toronto, and this song is performed by Mandere, and it was very popular on the Maidan Independence Square back in the Orange Revolution days, and certainly is still appropriate today and to this theme. Here is Mandere now with Не спи, моя рідна земля, Do Not Sleep, My Native Land.
Я тобі скажу, де квітне дивний сад, де срібляста ніч тремтить у темних водах, у далекий край лежить нелегкий шлях, доки хижа ніч кружля по колу. Не спи, моя рідна земля, прокинься, моя Україно, відкрий свої очі у світлі далеких зірок. Все дивляться з темних небес загиблі поети й герої, всі ті, що поклали життя за майбутнє твоє. Тільки два шляхи, один веде у пекло, інший шлях веде тебе туди, де світ. Щоб знайти цей шлях, послухай своє серце. Твоє серце знає, як його знайти. Не спи, моя рідна земля, прокинься, моя Україно, відкрий свої очі у світлі далеких зірок. Все дивляться з темних небес загиблі поети й герої, всі ті, що поклали життя
за майбутнє твоє. Я тобі повім про мрію золоту, що палким вогнем горить в моєму серці. Про щасливий край, про радісних людей, де життя кидає виклик смерти. Не спи, моя рідна земля, прокинься, моя Україно, відкрий свої очі у світлі далеких зірок. Це дивляться з темних небес загиблі поети й герої, всі ті, що поклали життя за майбутнє твоє. Не спи, моя рідна земля, прокинься, моя Україно, відкрий свої очі у світлі далеких зірок. Все дивляться пильно з небес загиблі поети й герої, всі ті, хто так вірив у світле майбутнє.
River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com. You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Щоб не занепала у наш народ. Що не занепала українська наша мова, що не засвітився український наш народ.
Ukraine called Lvivsky Muzike, musicians from Lviv, and Mnoha Yalita, and that is a contemporary remake of a hymn, actually, that was sung often. You'd hear it often at church gatherings. Mnoha Yalita means many, many long years, sort of like for he's a jolly good fellow, in but also many long years. May God grant you many more years on this earth. And I think that's very apropos for Ukrainian Independence Day coming up. They've worked really hard for what they have, and may they have it for much longer. Again, Lvivsky Muzike with Mnoha Yalita. And up next is Viktor Morozov with a bilingual song called Oh My Dear Ukraine. And Viktor Morozov, for those who aren't aware, is a very prolific songwriter, singer, and also very talented translator. He had translated all the Harry Potter books into Ukrainian. Here he is now, the singing, though, Oh My Dear Ukraine.
Цей твій сон не скінчиться ніколи, ти будеш одна, твій портрет завбільшки з долоню розтане між хмар, між дивних людей. Oh my dear Ukraine. Наче весело між весняних дощів, погляд твій і розплетені коси розтануть як дим між дивних людей. Тривогу і навіть любов до дивних людей.
Oh, my dear Ukraine.
the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe. Tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at www.pcjmedia.com. And that's PCJ, which stands for Peace, Cheer, and Joy. Serious. www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is www.nashholos.com. That's NASHHOLOS.com. Well, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Дуже трудно придержати пісок у руці і тайну в голові. And our proverb of the week translates as, it's as difficult to keep a secret as to hold sand in your hand. Well, it's just about time to wrap things up. So, we have one more song for you. Apropos to the theme of Ukrainian independence, they're not out of the woods yet. There's still lots of work to do. So, we've got Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg wrapping things up with the Off to Battle Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення!